God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1, 2, 9. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Do not be as one who is consumed upon the land, saith the Lord. For indeed in these last days a wind, a mighty wind, is blowing, saith the Lord. And for those who have not received my word, saith the Lord, shall be consumed as the chaff in the wind, blowing in the presence of a hot sun, and shall be no more. But I say unto you, and it is my promise, that you who would receive my word shall be nourished thereby and preserved thereby and saved from the hour of judgment, saith the Lord.
Fear not these things that are going to come now. Fear not what you hear. Fear not what others tell you. But tell them rather about me. Tell them about my glory. Tell them about my power. Tell them about the things that I'm about to do.
O my children, saith God, why do you fear the times of the end? Do you not know that those times are my times? Do you not know that I held back armies with my fire? Do you not know I opened the waters for a way across? Do you not know I fed my prophet with the ravens? Do you not know that when the widow gave my prophet her last meal became the meal that she had forever? I say unto you, can I not do these things for you? Do you not know that in the desert so many years that clothes did not wear out, that sandals did not wear out? Can I not do the same for you, saith God? Trust me, saith the Lord, for it is only I who can bring you through the end times, saith God.
Hallelujah! And welcome to all our friends on Superstation WWRB 3.185. Stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news after this important announcement. You have nothing to fear, my friends, about the end times if you are truly saved and awaiting the Lord's return for His church. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice, just like in biblical times, as His watchman. Concerning the inauguration of the 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama opens a new era, they are saying. But I seriously doubt that it's change we need. Millions of people had gathered in the U.S. Capitol to see Barack Obama sworn in as America's 44th president and its first African-American leader. But that is a misnomer, because I do not believe Obama was born in Africa, and neither do many others, and even his birth certificate in Hawaii is suspect. And there are lawsuits before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning his ineligibility of being an American citizen. And one must be an American citizen in order to be president of the United States. Obama was more than likely born in Indonesia, so he is Indonesian American, if anything. And by the way, if you're an American, you're an American. You're not part of another country and part of America. You're American. Well, I guess you could call that millions at the inaugural, since there was just over 1 million. However, unless you are one who loves to stretch the truth to the point of a lie, it wasn't millions per se. Yes, huge crowds did pack Washington's National Mall as Mr. Obama took the oath of office at exactly noon inauguration day. But I want to tell you that this man will be the most dangerous USA president, not just for the world, but for you Americans in USA history. The prophecy voice has spoken. It is historical protocol that the incoming VP and president be sworn in at exactly 11:47 a.m., just before the outgoing VP and president are officially out of office at noon sharp. It was very interesting to me that VP Joe Biden was sworn in before noon at the 11:47 time, but Godfather Obama was not. That should not have happened. There was something very strange going on here. Why was the USA tradition protocol broken that the new vice president and president be sworn in before noon when the old VP and president officially leave office? They played music. Yes, I said music. After Joe Biden was sworn in until 5 minutes after noon when Godfather Obama took the oath of office, 5 minutes, yes, 5 minutes late. Why did they do that? We can only wait and see. Now, also, a 30-year veteran Fox News reporter reported just after the inauguration, the same day, that the phrases used to swear in Obama were not correct. And he stated he wondered if the swear-in was really official. Also, my son said he was watching it on TV, and the judge that swore in Obama and Obama himself stuttered as they seemed they were not sure of what they were doing or saying. My, is this not a last days, end time sign upon the earth? Get ready, Jesus is coming, and it's not going to be long, my friends. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Watchmen commenting again here. Let me tell you, I have red, white, yellow, and black friends all over the world. So I want to tell you again, it is not about color. It is about the truth, not the lies you are hearing from others. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12. Beware then, lest ye forget the Lord. Now, here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Mark out here in Oregon. I'm calling you about 7:40 p.m.
That specific time, this program broadcasts at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Wanted to give you a shortwave reception report here. I'm picking you up. Good strong signal here on 3.185. God bless you, sir. I sure do enjoy your program. We'll continue to listen to you and send you the occasional radio report. Maranatha. Bye now.
Maranatha, Brother Mark, and I sure appreciated that report from Oregon. I believe that's the first report I've received from Oregon. God bless you for it, my brother. Will you call one in tonight? I really would appreciate that. It will not cost you much, and it takes only seconds to record just your state and how well you're hearing the program. Record anything you want, but it may be used on the air if you record it. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program and every program. Now, let's get right into the prophecy news behind the news reports. Tonight's program is an all-news program. But remember, this is not a breaking news program, nor is it intended to be. This is a prophecy news behind the news program. I take a lot of time to do research and put this program together with scripture, with world events, with prophecy, so you can hear what God is doing in the world today compared to God's Word. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. Obama poised to give insurance to illegals. Shortly after taking office, President Obama is expected to sign a bill that could give health insurance to illegal aliens and children from middle-class families that make more than $61,000 per year. My. The House recently voted to expand H.R. 3963, the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, a federal program providing coverage to children whose families have higher incomes than those who qualify for Medicaid. My. Watchman comment. How can illegals qualify for anything except jail or deportation? And how can an illegal make $61,000 in the first place? I would like a $60,000 income, wouldn't you? Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Speaking of the end, of course. Continuing. Most glaciers will disappear quickly and add to rising sea levels, expert warns. And this also. China's sea waters rose to highest levels in years. Now, this MP3 audio. Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
Watchman comment. Here is, I believe, the audio of the previous prophecy that God was speaking of. Sunday, May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, America, you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coast of the whole world.
Repeating?
As will the coast of the whole world. You shall see the waters rise, for it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
Now, here are the complete articles. Most glaciers will disappear quickly and add to rising sea levels, expert warns. Most of the planet's glaciers are melting so fast that they will disappear by the middle of the century. Figures from the World Glacier Monitoring Service show that although melt rates for 2007 fell substantially from record levels the previous year, the loss of ice was still the third worst on record. The total mass left in the glaciers is now thought to be at the lowest level for thousands of years. This is a repeat of the Sunday, January 18, 2009 prophecy.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God.
Now this similar report. The Sea of China's coastal waters in 2008 rose to their highest levels ever in almost 10 years and were on average 14 millimeters higher than 2007. The sea levels of China's coastal waters have shown an overall upward fluctuating trend with an average increase of 2.6 millimeters per year, higher than the global average. Again, the Sunday, January 18, 2009 prophecy.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God.
Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. 71% of Texas in the USA is in some stage of drought. Drought conditions in Texas are so bad, cattle are keeling over and dying in parched pastures. Even though Hurricane Dolly, Gustav, and Ike soaked Texas back in 2008, about 71% of the nation's second largest agricultural state is in some stage of drought, according to the most recent U.S. Drought Monitor map. That's up about 30% from mid-October. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Continuing. Early warning for a possibly active hurricane season. What should you spend the next 6 months doing? Getting ready for another very active storm season, say civil and coastal engineers at the University of Florida. This year, hurricane forecasters are predicting 14 named storms, 7 hurricanes, 3 of them could be very major. Acts 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrase. For there was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because of the appointed day when he will judge the world. Continuing, DHS employs undercar Krokarin tentacle bombs. Contractors working for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, that's DHS, have developed an innovative, remote-controlled, car-stopping landmine using technology inspired by giant squid, Superman, and extending party squeakers. My, my, my. The new tentacular vehicle trap is known as Squid for a safe, quick undercarriage immobilization device. Watchman comment, why do you think they just might need that in America, my friends? Psalms 94, verses 16 and 17. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord hath been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Continuing, Superintendent warned against inappropriate comments of Obama. In Ohio, Mason school officials during inaugural week said they were taking a proactive education approach in advance of Inauguration Day activities. Inappropriate comments that may make other students, staff, or families feel unwelcome or uncomfortable in school or on the bus will not be tolerated, Superintendent Kevin Bright said in an email sent to parents. Watchman comment. Reverse discrimination begins. The prophecy voice has spoken. These are socialist Nazi tactics. Watchman chapter 24, verses 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah! I love that verse. Continuing, Ramos and Campion have gone home. Jose Alonzo Campion and Ignacio Ramos are former American Border Patrol agents who have spent 2 years in jail behind bars in a connection with a shooting during their duty time of a Mexican drug dealer. My, my, my. What a terrible thing to do to them. The pair had been given sentences of more than 10 years just because they did their job and stopped a drug dealer who brought suit against them for shooting him. And he was a felon. He had no right to do that. If the trial and conviction of Ramos and Campion is an example of a fair trial in the United States today, everyone in the country better pray they never have to go to trial. The truth is, if there ever was an example of a kangaroo court in the United States, it was the trial of Ramos and Campion. It is totally disgusting to realize that the Bush administration treated a serial drug-smuggling illegal alien better than two Border Patrol agents who were doing their job and simply trying to enforce our country's immigration laws. Bush's commutation of the sentence does nothing to erase that humiliation. Psalms chapter 94, verses 16 and 17. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? And who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Continuing, manipulating America and Americans. The Democrats have become just as adept at using message control as their Republican counterparts. This call to service is a warm-up for the call for universal citizen service, an idea laid out in the plan. The plan. Rahm Emanuel and Bruce Reed's blueprint for changing America says, not quite a draft, but the authors admit it will expose more young Americans to the prospect of military service, hopefully boosting enlistment. More importantly, universal citizen service instills the fear of terrorism attacks into the minds of every young American. Watchman comment, the plan is leading up to a total freedoms loss for all Americans, not just young people. It's going to include even senior citizens. And in the rest of the world, the New World Order is about to come out of the closet. My, my, my. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken. Luke chapter 1, verse 70. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Continuing. Al-Qaeda cell killed by Black Death was developing biological weapons. an Al-Qaeda cell killed by the Black Death may have been developing biological weapons when it was infected, it has been reported. The group of 40 terrorists were reported to have been killed by the plague at a training camp in Algeria earlier this month. It was initially believed that they could have caught the disease through fleas on rats attracted by poor living conditions in their hideout, as the Watchman previously reported. But, there are now claims the cell was developing the disease as a weapon to use against Western cities. Experts now say that the group was developing chemical and biological weapons. My. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it, meaning the end, is near, even at the doors. Continuing. Kissinger affirms call for a new world order and proposes globalism to solve current world economic crises. Former Secretary of the State Henry Kissinger reaffirmed his call for the incoming Obama administration to use the current financial crisis to create a new world order. Kissinger's commentary makes it clear globalists intend to utilize the current global financial meltdown to advance their globalism plan. In developing his call for action, Kissinger also makes it clear his view of globalism involves a lessening of American power and influence to elevate other less advantaged countries in the global economy. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. EU approves resolution to force homosexual marriage acceptance in all EU member states. A resolution has been passed at the European Union that proposes to standardize among all member states the legal status of same-sex relationships. The resolution represents the next step in the work of the European homosexualist activists who started last year with a declaration saying that same-sex marriage and civil union laws should be standardized across the EU to facilitate freedom of movement. Watchman comment, did you hear that, America? Isn't that a little similar? You better get ready, America. Will Godfather Obama bring this abomination to the USA shores? Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Watchman shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
And just say with me, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. Take my iniquities all away. As far as the east is from the west, take my sins and take my shortcomings. In Jesus' name. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. I receive you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I want to read you a few letters that I have received, including this one from Brother Elijah in South Carolina. I listened to you on the broadcast on 3.185 WWRB. I really enjoy the program. May Yahweh bless you. Here is a $53 offering. Thank you, Brother Elijah, my friend. May Yahweh bless you also. And this one from Texas. Dear Brother Johnson, this is to let you know that your program on WWRB comes in quite clear at 3.185. It's good to hear what you have to say. Recently, I've been hearing you on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening. Thank you, and may God continue to guide you in all that you do. Sincerely, Joy from Texas, and she included a $10 offering. From Pennsylvania, dear Brother Johnson, God bless you and your family. Have a blessed and holy new year. Love, Brother Tony. And Brother Tony included a $30 offering. Now, this was an email. Many blessings to you, Brother Johnson. Everything is just unfolding rapidly. I want to just keep encouraging you to keep speaking the truth no matter what the outcome. It is time we take a stand as Christians. I feel so much is going on to take place in these few months. but we must just hold fast to our faith in Christ. May you have a blessed day. In Christ, Karen. And she had sent me a $20 offering. Bless you all. I need this encouragement. I need the offerings to keep these programs on the air. Hallelujah, my friends. I sure pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. For your tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing, write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. Now, here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
This is Kevin. I'm calling from Massachusetts. I'm listening to you on 3.185, and my radio strength meter goes up to a 7, and you're coming in at a 5.5 to a 6. Usually I don't listen on Thursday night. I'm working, but this week I had Thursday off. I was listening to you on Thursday night, but usually I listen to you on, I think it's Saturday night. You're coming in 5.5 to 6 in Massachusetts. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Brother Kevin. I sure appreciated that radio check, especially when you told me that you listen on Saturdays. That's the first Saturday report I've received. How about a few of you listeners on Saturday calling in so that I know that it's worthwhile keeping that Saturday program on the air? Call in tonight, won't you? It only takes seconds and is not very costly. And tell me your state and how well you're hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. You can tell me your name or make any other comment you want, but please be aware that if you do that, I could use it on the radio. Call my 24-hour voicemail and record right now or anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year. That 24-hour voicemail number again is 1-607-201-5663. Write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. And I thank you very much. This program is a listener-supported program. And I thank you very much for your support. You can send that again to SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. Thank you, my friends, for listening. May you be awesomely blessed in the signs of the times and times. Until the next program, Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185, and an all-prophecy news program a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Superstation, WWRB, 3.185. If you missed Thursday's news program, right now it's being repeated temporarily on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Or you can listen again clearly with no shortwave interference right on my website for free, www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 free files there for you to listen to or download right now, neaiga.org. Tonight should be posted shortly. Until the next time we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship and praising the name of God, I salute you in the name and the love of Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the signs of the times, the end times. Jesus loves you, and all of the signs ministers love you, and I love you. My efforts on this program to inform you should be proof of that. Maranatha, my good friends, watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.